800-615-0.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena tonight at 7 p.m. Single game and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. The Bears take on Washington on Saturday. That meant practicing today on their regular day off. Eddie Goldman, Pernell McPhee, Cravon LeBlanc, Willie Young, and Tracy Porter all held out of practice today with various ailments. The team still hasn't made a decision on whether or not to activate cornerback Kyle Fuller by tomorrow's 3 o'clock deadline. Head coach John Fox.
Looking inside of people sometimes is not real easy. All we can do as coaches is, look at what's on the field and evaluate it and make a decision. And it's all about what's best for the team.
Bears will get some help on defense this week as linebacker Jarrell Freeman returns following a 4-game suspension for violating the league's policy against performance-enhancing substances. Bears in Washington at Soldier Field, noon on Saturday. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles Rams reportedly set on luring John Gruden to take over their head coaching position. In hockey, the Blackhawks return to action tonight at the UC, looking for their 6th win in a row as Ottawa comes to town. Scott Darling will be in goal again tonight, but that could end relatively soon. Coach Joe Quenneville said today that Corey Crawford could play as soon as Friday against Colorado. Crawford's been out the last 2 weeks after an appendectomy. Artem Anisimov will also sit out tonight's game with an upper body injury, but he could be back Friday as well. Puck drops tonight at 7:30. We've got college bowl games tonight. The Boca Raton Bowl tonight features a matchup between Memphis and Western Kentucky. Playing in bowl games, a hot topic this week. And today, former Bears coach Dave Wannstedt joined the Mullen Hanley Show and shared his thoughts on players skipping bowl games.
The minute that a guy declares he's leaving, okay? And usually it's not the player. You know who's making them declare? It's the parents, because sure. The agents get to the parents or the whoever's influencing right. These kids, and they say, this is money. You're going to lose money. You're going to lose money. It's all about the money. So the kid then declares, well, the minute he declares, I promise you 99.9% of these guys are getting something from the agent.
You can hear more from Dave Wannstedt at MullenHanley.com. Bulls back at 500 after a win over Detroit last night. They're back in action tomorrow when Washington comes to town. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales event is going on now. And 670 The Score's holiday broadcast brought to you by Viking Ski Shop. Shop Viking for great holiday specials. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station and home of the World Champion Cubs.
This hour brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Greg Gabriel, NFL scout for 30 years.
The difference between the good teams and the bad teams in the league is one or two players.
Scouting the Bears' next opponent.
Cousins from the shotgun on second and nine. Four-man rush. He's got time. Going down the middle, looking for DeSean Jackson. Catch at the 35. Breaks the tackle at the 30. And D-Jax is going all the way. Touchdown, Redskins.
He's phenomenal.
Greg Gabriel with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 4:04 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, our regular visitor is here.
He's on Twitter at Greg Gabe, the longtime NFL scout and contributor to Pro Football Weekly and 670thescore.com. Is on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. He apparently lost a bet and is going to be spending Christmas in Buffalo, but he joins us now on Sports Radio 670. I kid. My mom's from Buffalo.
No, actually, I'm going to be back in Chicago on Thursday. I got my little side gig. I got a little consulting gig here. I have to make a presentation for tomorrow.
So wait, you're old enough to be considered a consultant, and somehow the McCaskies haven't brought you back in to tell them how to run their football operation?
Well, this doesn't have anything to do with football, but it does have to do with that. Actually, it's for the City of Buffalo, the Board of Education, and
wow.
revamping the high school athletic program.
Well, look at you.
Who knew?
Well, la-dee-da. Wow. So we're adding the Baylor running back now to the list of guys saying, the Cactus Bowl is not of interest to him. You just heard those comments from Dave Wannstedt. And we talked with your guy Matt Miller at 3. He took this he took this position. He said about this story. He said, I'm all for it. I'm totally with him. And he inoculated against the criticism of, well, what does it say about how much he cares about football? Well, what Matt Miller said was, it means he cares that much about NFL football. And who is to say how all football is in this case equal?
Well, you know, I know Matt well, and he's a good guy, but he's never worked for a team. And when you work for a team, the thought process is a little different, like we talked about earlier. And granted, you know, coaches, scouts, GMs, they have tunnel vision when it comes to this sort of thing. And football has to, you know, be very, very important. And if you have a guy that lacks in some football character, isn't a good teammate, the game isn't real important to him, it's got to be more than just the money. And you know, after we talked this morning, I was thinking about one guy, Reuben Brown. And Reuben played a long time in the league, very successful, multi-time all-pro player. Reuben would have played for nothing because he loved the game. Now, granted, he made a ton of money and never have to work again the rest of his life. But, you know, if his body could have taken it, he would have played until he was 40 years old. And that's how much he loved the game. And the game was very, very important to him and meant a lot to him. And he knows what it did for him. Now, you know, I understand how these kids feel. How some of these kids feel, it's not even a handful. You got 3 guys, all of them running backs. But reality is, how many guys, there was a catastrophic injury with Jalen Smith last year. How often does that happen? I mean, it's probably less than 0.5%, and, you know, it's minute. And you're, you know, walking away from your team, you're walking away from your teammates. I just don't agree with it. And when I've sat in scouting meetings for 30 years and we talked about stuff like this over and over again, and it just doesn't sit right with people who got to make these decisions.
Let me ask you this, and I asked Matt this very same question as well, Greg. In your football world, with a guy safely ensconced in a TV booth that has been there for a long time, and do you love John Gruden enough that you would do what the Rams are doing? Do you personally, not anybody else, do you love him enough as a coach to go ahead and say, okay, your retirement's over, I'm going to give you this giant bag of cash and you're going to like it and you're going to enjoy getting back in the game?
Do I like him enough?
Yeah.
The guy has proved himself as a winner in the National Football League. He's won a Super Bowl. But at the same time, he's been away from the rigors of the game, and by that I mean, you know, coaching world's a little different. It's once football season starts in training camp, it's 7 days a week, 15 hours a day, mm-hmm. which is a lot different than the world he's in right now in the TV booth, and he's making probably almost as much money and doesn't work one-tenth as hard. You know, it's gonna be a huge lifestyle change for him if he, in fact, takes that job. Now, you know, obviously the Rams can't just offer the job to Gruden. They've got to go through the hiring process and the Rooney Rule, and they've got to interview a bunch of people. But it wouldn't shock me if he comes back. I mean, very, very well qualified, but at the same time, it wouldn't shock me if he said, you know what, I'm staying with ESPN.
I want to get back to the previous topic just because there's so much there, and there's so many aspects of this about what could happen to college football in general if this becomes accepted and or customary for kids to make these kind of decisions about their professional future. If, in fact, we're already at the point where we're saying, well, sure, this is some meaningless bowl game. Well, who's to say what's meaningless if, in fact, it is about money? And, you know, on the one hand, the NCAA makes all kinds of promises. Oh, the value of this scholarship and your education. And we know for a lot of kids, they're really not there for that. And they're just sort of playing along with everything. And this is their first opportunity to not have to play along. And this is their chance to say, well, wait a second, this cuts both ways. You're going to use me for your gain. You're not going to pay me, and I'm going to do this for me. Is it possible that we're looking at the beginning of a paradigm shift, or enough that maybe some schools are going to start to think about, well, we're going to have to get out ahead of this in one way or another, either protect themselves contractually somehow, or simply say in recruiting, don't feel bad if you want to leave before a bowl game, because a kid is going to say, look, I'm not going to come to your school unless I can leave early, and that's okay.
Well, that kid is, you know, when he's 17, 18 years old coming out of high school, it's assuming that he's going to be a first-round pick 3 or 4 years down the road. So he's obviously got a high opinion of himself, and we all know that happens with some guys, and with most people, it doesn't. You know, the percentage of a lot of guys that are 4- and 5-star recruits that end up being nobodies and backups in college and never turn out to be the player the school thought he was going to be when they recruited him. So, you know, to go back to the beginning of the recruiting process, I wouldn't put any stock into something like that. I think if it's more than just a handful of people, the schools will try to come up with something to combat it. And I also think that there will be NFL people. There's going to be some NFL people that publicly say, hey, you know, if that's what they want to do, that's fine. And there's going to be others that are going to speak like I've spoken and speak out against it. And then it's going to be a decision that the kid's going to have to make. I know one thing that, you know, Dave said it this morning on Mulley and Hanley, it's going to raise a red flag, and that means you're going to have to do more research. You're going to have to learn a little bit more about the player. It's not just about the talent. It's about his football character, his desire to be a great player, his ability to be a good teammate. Can you trust him as a player? You know, if he's quitting on his college team, what's to say if things aren't going the exact way he wants him to go as an NFL player, he's not going to pull the same thing to his team down the road once he gets to the NFL.
How often is when a mistake is made on a player, for better or for worse, maybe, I guess maybe more on a downside risk rather than an upside, how often does it really have to do with football character or makeup, where you say, look, we thought we had this guy, but we were wrong about how much the game meant to him? I mean, it sounds great, but I'm just wondering if it's possible to know how important it really is beyond just sort of the coach speak of it.
Well, you know, we did a study on this years ago when I was with the Bears, and we went through a number of players. And say a fourth-round pick, he can't be a bust. You know, but first-round picks, second-round picks can, because those are your premium players that you're investing a lot of money on, and more money back then than they are right now because of the difference in the CBA. But when you go through it and you got to throw out injuries happen, and if a guy doesn't perform because of injuries, it's just tough luck. But most players who don't live up to their potential or what you think was their potential when you drafted them, it's because they lack a degree of football character, that drive, that desire to be great, that work ethic that the good players have. And that's why you see fourth and fifth round and sixth round picks turn out to be great players, because they have outstanding football character.
Is it how difficult is it when you get in the Bears' position? It seems clear after listening to him today, Greg, that they're going to launch Kyle Fuller, that he's going to be an ex-Bear. How painful is it that for all you guys involved with this, when your number one pick just doesn't make it for whatever reason, whether it's injury prone or maybe you know something else about him, whatever? How painful is that for an organization?
Well, it's a black spot on your resume, and you don't want too many of those. You're going to be on the outside looking in. Granted, you know, if he's going to be launched and he's gone, and I've been driving all day, so I haven't seen what the news is, but he was not drafted by John Fox and Ryan Pace. He was drafted by the previous regime, and so these guys have no affinity for him. You know, it's like, hey, you're not ours. If he's gone, he's gone, and the mistake's on them, the mistake's not on us. And that's how this group of, Pace and Fox are going to look at it.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, the McCaskies are going to look at it a little differently, but they're going to understand, because these are the football guys, and the blame's going to go on Phil Emery for, you know, making the mistake with that pick, not on Fox and Pace.
You said the same thing about Alshon Jeffery and his future, but who is somebody's guy? And to me, that I think once you take over a team, once you're in charge, you've got a responsibility to make sure that somebody could end up being your guy and not just sort of, for lack of a better term, discriminate because it's not somebody you picked. I know it happens all the time, but I think there's also an element of trying to buy time with saying, well, you know, these aren't my players, not my guys, therefore you got to give me a little more latitude in how long this is going to take to fix, rather than saying, hey, wait a second, I don't care whose guy it is. I don't care what your level of investment is. Judge the player, scout the player, and make it work, because that's your job.
No, and I agree with you. And in the case of Alshon, again, though, you look at this present group. Fox and Pace came in 2 years into his, or 3 years into his career, and you know, because they put the franchise tag on him, and you know, as a rookie, Alshon was up and down. The next 2 years, great production, you know, both times over 85 catches and, high number of yards and touchdowns. But then in the last 2 years, his production has basically been cut in half as compared to what he did the two previous years, part of it because of injury, part of it because of suspension. And so now you got to look at it, well, how reliable is he as a player? And I think we talked about that last week. And they're looking at it from our standpoint. He's an unreliable player. So should we invest that $10 million, $12 million a year or whatever it's going to take to sign him to a long-term contract? I think an ideal situation for the Bears would be, okay, if we can do a three-year deal at, $10, $12, $13 million, you might do that because you're not stringing out a lot of money. But you know, he probably knows he can get a 4 or 5 year deal on the market, but the agent knows that, and that's what they're going to try. I mean, it's, we've got a few months before the whole thing plays out, and it's going to be an interesting thing to watch. I just think, you know, with my experience and knowing some of these people in the office there, that the chances of him being here are probably less than 50-50, but you know, who knows? We got to see how it plays out.
Yeah, I think there's some other Bears that fit that category as well, Greg, Gabe. I mean, I look at this and I go, huh, okay, him. And we know Eddie Royal's not coming back. He didn't. And you just say it doesn't make any difference how you're not, whether it's injury or whatever, you're just not producing. There's no point to it, right? There's a point of no return where you go, okay, I'll be healthy. Well, no, I can't trust you anymore. I can't do that.
Well, if I'm paying you $10 million, Terry, you've got to give me $10 million back in production.
How about 75 bucks of it?
No, how about 75?
75 bucks.
He's negotiating.
Right. Well, you know, so but that's how they think. I mean, so you've got to get the production back in the money you're spending for that player. He's taking up a percentage of cap space, and especially with a high value player like that, you've got to get it back in production. Now, Grant, hey, we all know how good of a player he can be. We have seen it. But what I'm trying to say, and I'm just trying to be logical here, is that Fox and Pace haven't seen it.
All right, before we let you go, any change based on the last week's performance? Get a little more of a sample size on Matt Barkley. He was bad enough to necessitate a comeback that made him look good enough again. I know you've been very clear that just being the scout that you are, saying don't get too excited, that, yeah, he might be okay, but probably not much more than okay. Still there?
Yeah. I don't think he's a guy you can go and win games with. You know, yeah, he's a fill-in guy. Your starter goes down. He's a backup. You can compete with him. Everything goes right. You're going to win a game. We still look at the record. He's 1-3 as a starter. Got two more tough games. Minnesota's out of it. Washington's got to win this game. You know, got two more games to really prove himself and see what he does. From a physical standpoint, I think, he struggles to get the ball downfield, but he's got a quick release. He can play the short game, but teams are going to try to take that away. And you saw some of that Sunday against Green Bay, but then Green Bay in the second half, when they got that big lead, they played almost like a prevent-type defense and were leaving the underneath guys wide open, and that ended up killing them.
That's what I thought, too, that Greg, as we let you go. That's why it's so hard to judge for some dope like me. I mean, I'm looking and I'm seeing, well, yeah, they're not really on him. They're just sort of there, and the passer there, and he's completing him. But, you know, fans and others have a tendency to get so far out of control that they think they're looking at the starting quarterback. Now, look at these numbers. Are you crazy? Look at what he did. And I'm thinking, yeah, but it's not really. I guess what I'm saying is that when a bad team like this, I don't trust comebacks to like start reading into something that isn't there, like the Titan game, where the same thing happened, where up and down the field with them, and then the other day again. I don't know how much I should read into that, but I think not very much.
Well, what I'd like to see is the opposite.
Right.
Go out and get a 21-point lead or a 17-point lead and see how it reacts instead of, you know, playing the catch-up game when defenses are a little different and you're changing the offense, you're going to get passing yards in that type of situation because that's all you're doing is throwing the ball. But I think what we got to see is have them take charge right away and put the points on the board right away. I think regardless of who's playing quarterback, the problem with the Bears offense all year has been once they get to the red zone, they can't get seven. They walk away with three too often. That costs you ball games.
Greg, thank you. We appreciate it.
I'll
negotiate your next consultant deal. I'm going to step in, and I am going to say that if this guy is going to be working with the city of Buffalo, the first class plane ticket is in there, and I'm not going to make this guy drive.
Well, I drive because this is where my grandchildren are. So that gives me an opportunity to spend a lot of time. You know, I'm from
terrific, right?
So I spend a lot of time with my kids and my grandchildren when I'm here. In fact, most of the time I stay right at their house.
All right. Well, then I'm throwing in first class, and I just added a rental car to my negotiation. And I'll work on that for the next time around. You're working out your deal. Anyway, have a good time and safe travels.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Greg. Take care.
That is Greg Gabriel with the Boers and Bernstein Show. After the bottom of the hour update, Mark Schanowski talks Bulls with Boers and Bernstein on the Score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Everybody is entitled to their opinion, and I would never sit here and tell you you're wrong if you disagree with me. But if you think that Stanford stud Christian McCaffrey is wrong to skip Stanford's Sun Bowl game to get ready for the NFL draft, then you're wrong, period. I mean, seriously, is this a thing? This a controversy? This is an actual debate? Why shouldn't he? Is he letting his teammates in the trenches down? Is that what you're going with? Well, if they're not mad at him, why do you care what this guy does between now and the draft? Because his teammates aren't mad. They get it. Why don't you? But don't take my word for it. Take it from wide receiver Trenton Irwin. He tweeted, quote, "The whole team supports Christian McCaffrey in everything and anything. He's been a leader through the easy times and tough times," end quote. So his teammates don't have a problem with it. Who are these guys to do what they're doing? The same thing any one of us would do. I'm Jim Rome.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and many of my friends still do. With the holidays here, the parties and reunions have arrived. I want to give friends a heads up on a healthy alternative to dipping tobacco, Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and made from USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, packs well, has a solid, long-lasting flavor, and has stopped me from using the brand name Dip Tobacco. Start the new year off right and make Jake's your chewing tobacco alternative. Go to jakesmintchew.com and get on the path to a healthier life. You can do it. Jake's can help. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Which winter would you rather? Winter that sounds like or Florida's winter, which sounds like
Florida's awesome!
Yeah, thought so. Head to Florida for a warmer side of winter.
Look out for that wave!
Go to visitflorida.com.
Kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
Hurry, it's your last chance to donate for 2016.
For many businesses, staying competitive requires an international strategy. But how do you know if you're making the right moves? Look to Plante Moran, because they've been advising companies on their global business strategy, tax, and operations for dozens of years. Beth Babich, associate with Plante Moran.
Anywhere in the world, we're dedicated to you. Operating your business internationally is a high-risk, high-reward proposition. We'll help you capitalize on opportunities while mitigating risk throughout the world with international services that are tailored, flexible, and scalable. Our international team will coordinate all of your global audit, tax, and consulting needs, resulting in cost-effective, stress-free solutions. You don't have to go it alone. We believe we're only stronger together and are dedicated to becoming an extension of your team.
To learn more about Plante Moran and see why their clients are truly satisfied, visit them at PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040. That's PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040.
When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
This year, the Hyundai holidays are making everything merry and bright. That's because for a limited time, we're offering our most wonderful deals of the season on every new Hyundai. Plus, to keep that festive feeling going 10 years long, every Hyundai also comes backed by America's best warranty, our 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So go on, get merry at your Hyundai dealer. Drive home behind the wheel of a brand new Hyundai during the Hyundai holiday sales event. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your Hyundai dealer today. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. The Hyundai holidays are the reason to buy now.
Lease the Elantra for just $119 a month for 36 months with $28.19 due at signing. Or get up to $32.50 in holiday bonus cash. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today or visit buyhyundai.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. For more information, call 877-248-1585.
Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Rosemont with their action-packed world tour at the Allstate Arena on December 28th and 29th. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks. See the ball handling. Experience the antics that'll have kids of all ages laughing the entire time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters at the Allstate Arena on December 28th and 29th. Tickets at harlemglobetrotters.com.
Holiday Happy Helpline. Help, I've got a bad case of present procrastinitis. I left all my gift shopping to the last minute and time is running out.
Just get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store's up to 75% off right now.
Up to 75% off the entire store?
That's right. Old Navy's got the gifts everyone wants. Cozy scarves, stylish sweaters, the entire store, all at up to 75% off right now.
I can't wait another minute. I'm going there now. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy.
Valid 12/19 through 12/24. In stores only. Exclusions apply.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio. Like take on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
With AT&T Fiber, the future is coming. A future where you can download a show in 4 seconds and buffering isn't a worry.
Finally.
Where the most popular sport is mixed Martian arts.
Zarnik takes Gleef to the mat.
And microchips come in salt and vinegar.
Whoa, that's like the future.
Introducing AT&T Fiber. Internet speeds 20 times faster. So fast, it must be the future.
Based on max download speed of Internet 1000 versus average cable Internet customer speed of major U.S. cable providers. FCC 2015 MBA report. Limited availability speeds vary. Not guaranteed. Visit att.com/getfiber.
The Bears Daily Update. Win daily Bears prizes now through December 24th. Follow on Twitter at @ShyBearsPromos to learn more. Hello, I'm Zach Sadman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
If anybody's at fault there, it's me. So, you know, I wouldn't lay that blame on Craven.
Bears defensive coordinator Vic Fangio taking the blame for the 60-yard pass play near the end of the fourth quarter last week that led to Green Bay's winning field goal, the one where Jordy Nelson beat Craven LeBlanc's one-on-one coverage.
What would you do differently there?
Do something to get him more help.
Meantime, the Bears have until 3 o'clock tomorrow to make a decision on the status of injured cornerback Kyle Fuller.
You know, there's three stages to getting back to the field. One is you got to get medical clearance. Two, the player's got to say he's ready to go and feels confident and he's chomping at the bit to go play. And then the coaches get involved to see if he's better than what the other choices are and if he really is back to being able to play. You know, A has happened, B hasn't, so C is a non-issue.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard Update.
4:30 in the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena tonight at 7 p.m. Single game and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. The Blackhawks have won 7 straight at home against Ottawa, whom they'll host tonight. Good news for Coach Joe Quenneville and company. Corey Crawford was back on the ice for the morning skate today. He could possibly play Friday against Colorado. Artem Anisimov also will not play tonight with an upper body injury. Coach Q said he could be back on Friday as well. Puck drops on this one tonight at 7:30. The Bears practiced on their regular day off today because they take on Washington on Saturday at Soldier Field. Washington coming off a loss to Carolina on Monday Night Football, so they have a very short practice week. Bears sit at 3-11 and at the bottom of the NFC North. Head coach John Fox said at the top of the list of things Bears need to improve on is tackling.
Oh, our poorest tackling game for sure. You know, some of it is the opponent, and you know, some of it we just didn't execute very well. So it's something we've talked about, and actually it was a must for the game against Green Bay. So yeah, it's something we're obviously our antenna's up and we're working on this week.
Bears and Washington Sunday at noon. The Bulls return to action tomorrow night when Washington comes to town. They got back to 500 with a win over Detroit last night. And a little hot stove action. The Red Sox trade former All-Star pitcher Clay Buchholz to the Phillies for a minor league infielder. The Padres are set to sign former Cub reliever Clayton Richard. Join the Mully and Hanley Show, the Spiegel and Goff Show, and the Boers and Bernstein Show on the road at 670 The Score's holiday broadcast. Stop by Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village on Thursday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. to see the guys broadcasting live. We'll be giving away great prizes all day. Come get into the holiday spirit with The Score. Brought to you by Lover's Lane, Viking Ski Shop, and Windy City Suites. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Half Price Books.
Young or old, stocking stuffed with fun make everyone smile. Half Price Books has an amazing selection of surprises under $10. Journals, earbuds, action figures, way better than apples and a toothbrush. Season's readings from Half Price Books.
And at 4:33, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score. Time for a little basketball.
Yeah, that's in just a bit. Mark Schanowski is going to join us. But I want to send out a big thank you to our friends at Real Urban Barbecue. Because you've heard me talk about their holiday menu before. But until you've actually experienced their slow smoked prime rib, you don't really get it. And this was my first taste of, oh my God. And to do it, I mean, rare to medium rare, and it is wet aged to bring out all the flavor. So this season, I got to say, Real Urban Barbecue is making your holiday not just stress-free, but unbelievably delicious. And they're preparing it all for you. Convenient carry-out menu. You can get this for pickup at all three of the locations, downtown Highland Park, Vernon Hills, and Oak Brook. 14-hour smoked sliced brisket, whole smoked char-crusted beef tenderloin, that slow-smoked prime rib, which is to die for. They do sides of Atlantic salmon smoked, boneless leg of lamb, smoked ham. That's out there as well. And appetizers, they do mini latkes and spinach artichoke dip, the au gratin potatoes, sweet potato souffle, roasted Brussels sprouts, cream spinach. They got the cherry pie out there from the Real Urban Bakery. The pickup dates include Saturday, December 24th. That's Christmas Eve, the beginning of Hanukkah. Monday, December 26th, Friday through Friday, December 30th for Hanukkah. And then Saturday, December 31st for New Year's Eve. Sunday, January 1st, New Year's Day, and the final day of Hanukkah. You can get Heat and Eat. You can hear my mouth watering. Heat and Eat, that's beat the crowds. You pick up early, you refrigerate until you're ready to serve, or hot and ready to serve. However you want to do it, they can do it, and you should do this because it's just phenomenal, and the stress-free nature of it is worth it. Go to realurbanbbq.com. You can download the full menu. Call the holiday hotline. Here it is, 847-861-1190, 847-861-1190, to place your order today. You got to order at least 48 hours in advance of pickup, but your best option right now is realurbanbbq.com. It's sensational stuff. And so is Mark Schanowski, and he is next
always
on The Score.
Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season. Only $19.99 plus shipping. Order now at cbschicago.com/.
With AT&T Fiber, the future is coming. A future where you can download a show in 4 seconds and buffering isn't a worry.
Finally.
Where the most popular sport is mixed Martian arts.
Zarnik takes Cleef to the mat.
And microchips come in salt and vinegar.
Whoa, that's like the future.
Introducing AT&T Fiber. Internet speeds 20 times faster. So fast, it must be the future.
Based on max download speed of Internet 1000 versus average cable Internet customer speed of major U.S. cable providers. FCC 2015 MBA report. Limited availability. Speeds vary. Not guaranteed. Visit att.com/getfiber.
At T-Mobile, we're declaring the end of data limits. Introducing T-Mobile One. One price, all unlimited, for everyone. That's right. Get unlimited 4G LTE data on your smartphone on our network that was built to handle it. And get it at a price that won't break the bank. With 4 lines of unlimited LTE data for just $35 a line per month with AutoPay. Switch today.
Top 3% of data users greater than 26 gigabytes per month may see reduced speeds until next bill cycle. Video typically streams at 480p with qualifying credit discount via bill credit plus taxes and fees.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your card.
Hurry!
Today.
It's your last chance to donate for 2016.
Holiday Happy Helpline. Help, I've got a bad case of present procrastinitis. I left all my gift shopping to the last minute and time is running out.
Just get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is up to 75% off right now.
Up to 75% off the entire store?
That's right. Old Navy's got the gifts everyone wants. Cozy scarves, stylish sweaters, the entire store, all at up to 75% off right now.
I can't wait another minute. I'm going there now. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy.
Valid 12/19 through 12/24. In stores only. Exclusions apply.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio. Like take on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
With AT&T Fiber, the future is coming. A future where you can download a show in 4 seconds and buffering isn't a worry.
Finally.
Where the most popular sport is mixed martial arts.
Zarnik takes Cleef to the mat.
And microchips come in salt and vinegar.
Whoa, that's like the future.
Introducing AT&T Fiber. Internet speeds 20 times faster. So fast, it must be the future.
Based on max download speed of Internet 1000 versus average cable Internet customer speed of major U.S. cable providers. FCC 2015 MBA report. Limited availability speeds vary. Not guaranteed. Visit att.com/getfiber.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right for you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I consider it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Booking down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
What about Mark Schanowski talking the other day?
Here's Mark Schanowski.
Mark Schanowski.
Mark Schanowski, Mr. NBA.
Mark Schanowski covering the Bulls for CSN Chicago.
There's a ball poked away by Rondo. He feeds Butler. Jimmy. To a slicing Rondo.
Here we go with this, is JB.
Jimmy Butler, a one-man wrecking crew, dunks the ball.
Oh, stop it. Check the resume, Larry Nance, Jr. Anyway, he still can play.
Talking Bulls basketball all season long.
The biggest value of the Wade signing. The Bulls have been dragged through the mud ever since Michael Jordan walked away. If Dwayne Wade's on your roster next summer and he wants to go about helping the recruiting process, I think that is going to help them.
Mark Schanowski with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 440, Boers and Bernstein talks some NBA and Bulls with our guy.
Mark Schanowski's on Twitter, at Mark Schanowski. You read his stuff at csnchicago.com. And he joins us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. So, Mark, how do we interpret the Bulls' effort and their performance against the lowly Pistons before we get to the absolutely wonderful Stan Van Gundy? I mentioned before, I want a Stan Van Gundy stuffed animal that I can cuddle at night. I just think he's the best. But what does it say that by playing the way they did after embarrassing themselves in three consecutive games, that it had that sort of thing had to happen for them this early in a season even to maybe understand how hard they had have to play?
Well, it was all about that noted taskmaster, Fred Hoiberg, back in the women's practice. 2.5 hour practice, a little film study, a little scrimmaging, and you know, he whipped the guys into shape, and they came out, you know, fearing for their lives and their jobs, and played one of their best games of the year. But you know, it's impossible to figure out what's going on right now. And some of the stats now we're seeing about how when Rajon Rondo is having a good game, that leads to victories. I'm not sure there's a direct correlation there, but obviously, if he's out there, he's got to be producing. Otherwise, you know, the whole team tends to slump. You know, I think that the whole body language of Rondo seems to affect the rest of the team, because when he's not playing hard either on the offensive or defensive end, it seems to drag the whole team down with him.
I'm glad you said that. That's the guy I called out by name. And I said, look, at some point you got to name names. And for me, indeed, that's the guy that you can just see it with him. It's not a trained scout's eye to see when somebody just doesn't really seem into it. It's just, how can he matter that much? He shouldn't, right?
Well, you know, it's amazing what we've gone from with watching Derrick Rose the last couple of years and his seeming indifference on the defensive end, and his body language was always difficult to read at times. And now we go to another veteran point guard with the same issues. You know, there are nights where Rondo looks engaged and he's advancing the ball, playing with pace, making sure the ball moves from side to side. Their ball movement was just outstanding in
amazing.
The first half yesterday, and most of that was because Rondo was playing a really good game. But there are other nights where you watch him and he looks like he would rather be anywhere but on the basketball court. And that kind of, you know, veteran presence is going to have a big impact in their consistency throughout the season, and that's why they're where they're at. You know, they're 14-13 at the 1/3 mark of the season, and you wonder if you can get all those guys engaged and get enough progress from your young guys where they can actually change the course of the season.
Is this about where you expect them to be at this point, Mark? I mean, I don't know how much potential they have to get better or a lot better, or maybe not at all. Who knows? But is this about what you expected, what you've seen so far, other than the Milwaukee stuff and just record-wise?
Yeah, I think 14-13 is about what you'd expect. You figure there'd be an adjustment period with all the turnover on the roster, but then they got off to the fast start. They had a good road trip out west, and you're thinking, well, maybe this team's a little bit better than I thought. And then it's kind of slid back. And the big uncertainty with this team, we talked about it last week, is the fact that they haven't got the development that they wanted from some of these first-round draft picks. They got a good game last night from both Nico and Doug McDermott, and if that can continue, you know, they can be very competitive in a mediocre Eastern Conference, but if those guys don't produce, then you're going to put too much stress on Butler and Wade to carry the team. They're going to, you know, Jimmy's now, his minutes have crept up. He's averaging over 38 minutes a game in the month of December, and, you know, you're asking for those guys to wear down. So they need something from the young guys. They need Rondo to stay engaged, and, you know, hopefully we'll see more of that going forward.
Did you hear the response that Fred Hoiberg gave to a question about three-point shooting? And he brought up how like the Rockets have taken 50 in a game. It was before the game. And Cody Westerland, our Bulls beat guy at 670thescore.com, he noted how carefully Fred Hoiberg chose his words when talking about his team's inability to take and make enough three-pointers. And he was very careful to not indict his bosses for roster construction, while also making the point that it's kind of roster construction, and it's fair that in this NBA, it's one thing to not be athletic. We've noted that they're not explosive, they're not an above the rim team. But man, when you can't find the pressure release that those 3-point shots provide, it's not what it used to be. It's a critical component of modern NBA offense that the Bulls every night seem to either hope for a little bit of luck that some go in, or they have to find their way around.
Well, that was the big selling point of Fred Hoiberg when he initially took the job as Bulls head coach. You know, he had one of the fastest-paced offenses at Iowa State. They had three-point shooters all over the court. And you remember his introductory press conference, that's all he talked about. You know, we're going to have spread the floor with multiple three-point shooters, and that's the way we're going to be successful in today's NBA. And then he got through, you know, the first season with that roster and realized he didn't have the shooters he wanted there. Then they turned the roster over, and they're still searching for shooting. You know, obviously they're last in the NBA in three-point shooting percentage, and not with a lot of hope to improve that because they just don't have the players on the roster that are going to be successful from that distance. You know, Denzel Valentine had some success as a college player, but there's a world of difference between shooting the college three and shooting the NBA three, and I think a lot of the guys that come into the league just realize that it's not going to be as easy as it was in college.
What is it that keeps Denzel off the court? I haven't seen much of him at all. What is it with him, Mark? And I'm sure you probably know. What keeps him off the court?
He's fighting with his shot right now. He's been spending a lot of time after practice just working on the mechanics of his shot. You know, I think it's because of the added distance of the NBA 3. It's just not a shot that's comfortable for him right now. I think that at Michigan State, especially his senior year, he was playing predominantly point guard. He had the ball in his hands all the time. You know, he initiated the offense. He brought the ball up the court, and he tried to lead fast breaks, and I think that's where he had most of his success. Now they're asking him to play a wing position and come off screens and be a shooter, and that's not really his strong point. I think his biggest strength at Michigan State was his court vision and his ability to find open teammates, and now in bit minutes, you know, being asked to be a spot-up shooter, that's really not who he is. And until I think he gets some consistent run, I don't think we're really going to see who he is as an NBA player. But he's getting a little bit more playing time now, but as soon as Michael Carter-Williams comes back, this is a guy that both the front office and the coaching staff value highly. He's going to get those backup perimeter minutes, and I think, you know, for Denzel's best interest, they should probably let him play some games with the Windy City Bulls and get some consistent minutes and maybe build some confidence there.
Speaking of confidence, have you been able to determine what are the earmarks of a game where you get good Nico Mirotić as opposed to not, because
he disappeared.
You just don't know. You know, sometimes all you want is just, I want to know what I get from you. I don't ask much, and you don't have to be a great player, but there's just something to be said for allowing a coach to know on a given night, what are you going to do for me? And the problem I have with Nico is I never know. It makes me crazy. I can only imagine how it makes Fred Hoiberg feel.
Well, Nico's got the beard going, so maybe he can be the next spokesman, you know, the most interesting man in the world, because, you know, right now you just don't know what's going on. He is a man of mystery because, you know, obviously he's a guy who grew up in Europe and came over here and is trying to adjust to a lot of different things, but this is his third year in the NBA. You'd think he'd have some of that stuff figured out by now, but I think he's one of these guys that really needs to do something positive the minute he sets foot on the court. Otherwise, he's going to sulk, and that's a bad trait for a professional athlete. You want a guy that's able to shake off mistakes and disappointments or a bad game one night and come back the next and just be able to, you know, start the game with a clean slate. But I think he's one of these guys that broods, takes a lot of his mistakes, and you know, lets it wear on him where it can, you know, carry over for a number of games where he struggles. And I thought that Dwayne Wade showed a lot of leadership yesterday when he was talking on his postgame comments. He said that, you know, and they had a couple of days off between that Milwaukee disaster last Friday, and he said he went back and looked at film to try to figure out, when he's playing with that second unit, how can I get Nico Mirotić some open shots to maybe build his confidence? And I thought that was a great thing to say, that, you know, he realizes that they need these young guys to step forward. So he's thinking, I'm not going to just worry about the starting lineup. I'm going to try to focus on the second unit, and how can I help those guys?
And he's also sending a message there, and I'm sure it's intentional, as he knows what he's saying.
Oh, Nico knew it was.
Yeah, that when he's saying that about Nico and calling out Nico, that saying, hey, you know, big fella, this is, you know, I'm talking about, I'm taking it as my responsibility to try to make you better. So maybe you can take a little responsibility. Maybe you can come watch some film.
Yeah, and people forget that, obviously, you remember the great era of Miami with LeBron and Chris Bosh, but Wade played on some pretty bad teams in Miami as well, where he had to do all the heavy lifting, and I think he walks into the situation saying, you know, I'm not in my prime anymore, and I'm not going to be in a situation where they're asking me to score 20-plus points and play 35 or more minutes a game. I need some help from these guys, so I think he's looking at it as one of my biggest challenges right now is to get some production out of the second unit. Otherwise, the season, you know, could go off the rails pretty quickly.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, McDermott last night, I know, you know, he tries hard all the time. If in my world, I would say that if he scored 13 points. If he averages 13 points for the rest of the season and, say, finishes right around there off the bench, is that good enough? Is that okay?
Yeah, I think coming off the bench, that's a pretty decent number. I mean, the biggest issue, though, is how many is he going to give up on the other end? You see so many
40.
Teams. As soon as he gets in the game, they just run ISO. You know, they just basically clear one side of the court and tell whoever's being guarded by McDermott just to go at him.
Well, Thibodeau did it. You saw him do it.
It was almost embarrassing last week. I mean, Thibodeau just told the other four players, get on the other side of the court, and he let whoever Doug was guarding go ISO, whether it was Shabazz Muhammad or Zach LaVine or whoever. You know, they were going to go right at him. And, you know, it's one of those situations where the Bulls coaching staff is very aware of that, and they have to be careful matchup-wise how they use him. So I think because of those issues, Doug is probably always going to be a role player, kind of a specialist, and I think they're going to look for him to score, you know, 12 to 15 points off the bench, and if they see a matchup that's constantly, you know, making him vulnerable on the other end, they'll get him out of the game.
What's going on with this conference right now? And there were so many teams I thought had the arrow pointed up. You know, for a while we saw the Wizards look like they were coming, and then the Pistons under Van Gundy looked like they were getting it.
My God,
you know, and the Pacers, and sure, Toronto's scoring a lot of points, but I would say, and I maybe really, if I'm the Bulls right now, I think they got a full eight quarters of the next team in the East right in front of them. That the Milwaukee Bucks maybe are a little closer than some of us expect, because they're doing this without Chris Middleton, and they might be the next team. But all of a sudden we've had some competitive changes to the Eastern Conference that I guess I didn't really foresee.
Well, looking at the East right now, you've got Cleveland and Toronto at the top. You've got Miami, Orlando, Brooklyn, and Philadelphia at the bottom. And then 3 through 11 it's anybody's guess on a given night. And as you mentioned, Dan, I thought both Indiana and Detroit were poised to maybe make a move at a top four seed. I liked what Indiana did bringing in Thaddeus Young. I thought that was a good move, and Jeff Teague. You know, I thought they might be in a position where they might be able to challenge for a top four. And Detroit closed really strongly last season. I like some of their young guys. I like Stan Van Gundy as a coach, and they've taken a step backwards with Reggie Jackson struggling to establish himself coming back from injury. So, you know, anywhere from 3 to 11, it's a guesswork. And I do like what Milwaukee's doing. As you mentioned, Chris Middleton had that serious hamstring tear, and they're not expecting him to be back until March, which will be very late in the season. But you get a three-point shooter like Middleton with those athletic forwards, that's a team that could do some damage going down the stretch. I think that they've got the pieces in place to be a pretty nice team. The rest of them, though, I mean, Atlanta, you know, not so good.
Boston, you know.
Boston hasn't played that well. They picked up Al Horford. Everyone thought that would push them to maybe being a mid-50s win team, but they've just kind of been average as well. So there's really no one that's distinguished himself in the middle of the pack. You know, Charlotte just kind of rolls along. They're a defense-first team. New York is good one night, bad the next. So, you know, I think it's going to be one of those situations where, as bad as the Bulls looked in those three games last week, they're going to be in the race for 6 through 8, and we'll see how it shakes out.
As we let you go, we were kicking around earlier today. Who's the second best player in the East? And DeMar DeRozan seems to be the guy that has all the numbers. Although, I'll tell you, Mark, I certainly walked away impressed with the Greek Freak 2 days in a row. And it was just, I mean, I don't know how much better he can get. I assume more yet. But he is, when I look at it, I said, boy, that's a something. I'm not making any excuses for the Bulls, because that was a nothing. But he's pretty close, isn't he, to being the second best player in the East?
He is very close. You know, you look at his current stat line with all the things he does in the different categories, you know, averaging over 20 points, over 5 rebounds, 5 assists, couple of blocks, couple of steals, and he is the only player in NBA history who's reached those levels in every category. So that's just something about his versatility, and he's doing that without a consistent jump shot. I mean, the guy's 6'11". He seemingly can get down the court in, you know, 5 or 6 strides.
Mm-hmm.
The guy is just an incredible athlete. He can block shots on the defensive end. You know, he did a good job taking Jimmy Butler out of what Jimmy wanted to do in those two games, because Jimmy looked at that length. And what he likes to do is he likes to get his shoulder in players and get to the free throw line, and Giannis would have none of it. You know, he would just step back and then block the shot. And with that kind of length at playing a perimeter position, he's going to be a force to reckon with for years to come. I mean, you know, you can't really say that Milwaukee knew what they were getting when they made that pick, but, you know, luck has a lot to do with success in professional sports, and they found themselves a guy who was going to be one of the top 5 players in the league before long.
Mark, always great. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. And hey, Terry, now that you've got some free time, I'm going to give you a call. You and I got to get in the car, drive to Champagne, and see if the Esquire Lounge is still open. Okay?
I will. I would love to, Mike. And I always appreciate your contributions to the show, not only last year, but before that as well, before you became part of the Boers and Bernstein family. And you've always been terrific at what you do. So, my friend, anytime you want to go to Champagne, let's go.
All right, Terry, God bless. Happy holidays to you both. And Terry, I'll give you a call. We'll get together.
You got it, my friend.
Thank you, right. Mark. Mark Schanowski of Comcast Sportsnet. Next up, football talk, Bears and NFL with Hub Arkish on The Score.
Thursday, cap off The Score's holiday show with the final Boers and Bernstein show ever. Yep, after 17-plus years of Chicago sports talk together, Boers and Bernstein dedicate their final show to you.
Who cares?
It's all over. Be there live from 1 to 6 at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village to see this historic show in person.
Tell me this is a bit!
Don't miss the final Boers and Bernstein show ever on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I'm mad at all.
For many businesses, staying competitive requires an international strategy. But how do you know if you're making the right moves? Look to Plante Moran, because they've been advising companies on their global business strategy, tax, and operations for dozens of years. Beth Babich, associate with Plante Moran.
Anywhere in the world, we're dedicated to you. Operating your business internationally is a high-risk, high-reward proposition. We'll help you capitalize on opportunities while mitigating risk throughout the world with international services that are tailored, flexible, and scalable. Our international team will coordinate all of your global audit, tax, and consulting needs, resulting in cost-effective, stress-free solutions. You don't have to go it alone. We believe we're only stronger together and are dedicated to becoming an extension of your team.
To learn more about Plante Moran and see why their clients are truly satisfied, visit them at PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040. That's PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040.
more than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax just a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her the gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Now, you don't have to wrap. You know that. It comes that way. Every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. It's lovely. Christmas delivery, of course, guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800.
Which winter would you rather? Winter that sounds like... Or Florida's winter, which sounds like...
Florida's awesome!
Yeah, thought so. Head to Florida for a warmer side of winter.
Look out for that wave!
Go to visitflorida.com.
DJs.
Regardless of credit score. Interested candidates, call now and get an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes and Flipping CD kit that will show you how to get in, get out, and get paid when you come join my team.
Call what?
Accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.